This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I would hate to be a Democrat today. Now, personally, I would hate to be a Democrat anytime, which is why I've never was one. And as I like to tell people, I was never that stupid. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Waking up to these things would drive me crazy. Number one, Biden is president. If I were the person who voted for him or condoned the cheating that got him elected, I would want to give me a cyanide pill that I could pop. I would hate to wake up to the poll numbers that have to be the worst in history in every statistical category. Already talked about last hour. The Democrats are warning Americans, hey, listen, this inflation thing that we've been telling you is 8.6%, it's probably going to be higher, quite a bit higher. Now, it could be a ruse. They could try to fake us out, and it's lower. Would you buy it? If they came back tomorrow and said, hey, we realize it's 8.6% inflation, and we warned you it could be elevated, but it's now 7.1, would you believe it? I don't think you would, because I don't think you're living it. I think you're living at an inflation rate that you know is well above 8.6%. And as I said, if they use the measurements they did in the 1980s, I almost did a Biden, in the 1780s, if they use the measurement they did in the 1980s, inflation would be over 25%. So what do you think this new number is going to be? If this new number ticks up above 9%, that means inflation is approaching almost 30%. And that would be real. Those numbers would be real. What about if you were a Democrat? And for the record, that's only consumer price index. That's not consumer confidence index, which is way down. I talked about it the other day. The lowest it's been since it was measured. The lowest is where it sits right now with Joe Biden. But the Democrats will tell you, no, it's all good. We're looking good. Woo-hoo! We're looking forward to the midterms. They're looking forward to cheating. The Democrats are losing black vote, Latino vote, women's vote. Other Democrats, 1.3 million Democrats switched that we know of. I think that number's much higher. Many more independents. Look at the independents in any poll. Is a country going in the right direction? Joe Biden's approval ratings. Independents look like Republicans in numbers. 50, 60, 70% saying it is going the wrong way. Joe Biden is not performing. It wasn't all it was cracked up to be. What happens when we start exposing lies? I talked about Hunter Biden earlier. What about when we start verifying that Hunter Biden was connected to Chinese spies, did accept money from Russians for nefarious reasons, and Joe Biden is the big guy? What about when that turns out to be true, proven to be true? You already know it is. Well, there's a saying in sales. If you're going to sell it, act as if. And it's not just in sales. It's in anything. If you're an actor, you want a role. Act as if you got the role. It was made for you. It was written for you. Act as if. Conservatives, act as if. Because you're not acting. Act as if Donald Trump got cheated. Because he did. Act as if your ideas are the better ideas for running this country. Because they are. Act as if the way you live your life is the way the Democrats would like to live theirs. They just don't have the discipline. That is a fact. Act as if. You are the stalwarts of not only America, of the world. People look at you as role models. They don't look at, if you think Beyonce is a role model or Madonna or Hillary Clinton or whatever, they're role models for disgust. None of that means a thing. I watched the movie, The Underdog. It was about Kurt Warner. And at one point, when he finally asked his wife to marry him, he says, you know what? I've been chasing a sport. The idea of what this sport could do for me. And he goes, and I was never happy. The guy, you know, couldn't get good quarterback, but always just missing it, just by a hair. And he finally said, I should be chasing the important things. So he proposes to Brenda, and they get married. I know them because they were living in St. Louis, and now they live in Arizona. I'm following them behind him. Kurt probably thinks I'm stalking it. But he says, Coach, you put me in the game, I'm going to win for you. Why? Because I finally know what I'm about. I finally know who I am. This is what I would say my warning to Democrats. Not a warning, but something they should pay attention to. When you learn who you are, you won't go for this stuff. You won't fall for this nonsense of what the Democrats are telling you. You'll stand on your own two feet and you'll say, put me in the game. And you'll want to get in the game because you've earned it. That's what Warner said. His coach, the offensive coordinator, said, you know, why should I put you in a game? I've got a $800 million franchise. I've got a complicated offense with some of the best guys on the planet. Why should I let you do it? And Kurt Warner said, because I've earned it. I know all the things that led me to this and tells me I can do this. And what did he do? He went out and he won a Super Bowl. I think it was his first year when Trent Green went down. You want to talk about one of the best underdog stories in history. A guy that was playing in arena football, goes to the bigs, the first string guy gets hurt, he goes in. The only story that's close is Marshall Faulk. Same thing happened to Marshall Faulk. Number one running back got hurt. Marshall Faulk goes in. You don't even remember the name of the number one running back for the St. Louis Rams at the time. You know, I can't even name the guy. Some the true diehard football fans can, but most people can't. Because Marshall Faulk went in and just, he performed. Well, see, that's what we are. As conservatives, we bide our time. We're saying, we can wait. We don't rush anything. We work hard. We plan. When I watched that movie, I compared it to my career in this very thing. Because I tell people all the time, when I used to watch Fox, I'd be like, man, I could do what those guys do. I could do, God, why don't you put me in there and let me get in the game? And God would, because you ain't ready. I was like, yeah, God, I'm ready. And then a year would go by and I'd go, wow, you know what? I wasn't ready. I thought I was ready. When I finally got the call to go on Fox, I remember saying to God, thank you, God, for slowing me down because I wasn't ready. But now I'm ready. We're ready. We've been trained. We've earned our way. The Democrats think they're ready. They want to be in the game. They haven't earned a thing. They haven't put the reps up. They've done nothing. They haven't practiced. They haven't honed their skill. They haven't scrimmaged. Nothing. And they want in the game. But many of them are waking up. We come back. We got a lot more to talk about, folks. So glad you're with me today. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I said earlier this hour I would hate to be a Democrat. I would hate to know that Biden is the president, that either I voted for him or I condone the cheating that got him in. I'd hate to be a Democrat looking at these poll numbers. I'd hate to be a Democrat knowing what's looming with Hunter Biden and that laptop and now his newly exposed iCloud account that's revealing even more. There's a meme that says, hey, it's been 0 days since I've seen Hunter Biden's naked body on the internet. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255. Be proud of who you are, conservatives. You are saving the country and the world. The world looks at you for guidance. You think you're small. You think you're insignificant. You're not. You are so important. I tell these guys every single day, I tell you, if you listen to this program, I can't thank you enough when you tell somebody about me in this program, about our ministry, if you will, political ministry, conservative ministry, Christian conservative ministry that teaches people to respect yourself. Respect your own opinions. Don't let people tell you who you are when you know who you are. You are self-actualized. We have more self-actualized people in one little villa in America than the Democrats have in the entire country. You know what I mean by self-actualized? You know who you are. You are not afraid to say it. You don't care where the chips fall. You're listening to one. I'm self-actualized. I don't care what people think about me. I don't mean in a negative sense. I'm just saying I know who I am. I'm comfortable with who I am, including my flaws. Doesn't mean I don't work on them, but I'm comfortable. I work on them the way I want to work on them, not the way you want me to work on them. We are so non-sanctimonious. When you cut to the quick of a conservative, we don't care what you... It's like golf. I'll be playing with guys, and they hit the ball bad, and they're all frustrated, and they're like, man, I could do better. And I go, man, let me explain something to you. I don't care about your golf game. You shouldn't care what I think about your golf game. You know whose golf game I care about? Mine. And I'm going to make it the best I can do it. Am I going to screw up? Yeah. I ain't Tiger Woods. I ain't even Cougar Woods. I ain't even Lynx Woods. I ain't even House Cat Woods. I'm nowhere close to being a golfer I want to be, but I'll get out there and do my best. And that's always what you do as a human being every day. You get out there and you do your best. And you know what you do? The reason why I can use golf as an analogy, because golf is a self-correcting sport. It is a gentleman's game where you take the penalty. Now, look at golfers. I mean, the ball will move nothing. It doesn't even impact their shot. They'll call over a marshal and say, the wind blew it, or I laid my putter down, and they know it's going to cost me a stroke, or that's going to cost me two strokes. But they still penalize themselves. They follow the rules, even when it hurts them. That is conservatism. You are gentle people who follow the rules, even when it hurts you. That's why I love and respect you. And I want you to understand, you are so powerful. You don't know who you know. You don't know who you're going to introduce this show to, me to, that's going to turn into something. But let me give you an example. Caitlin, I'm not going to say her last name. I love this woman. We met, I was in Florida. On business, Caitlin called me up. One of my friends introduced. She says, Kevin, I'm in town by accident. You should come by and meet me. It was so inconvenient. But God goes, go meet her. And she just seemed like such a cool woman. So I go by. She's staying with friends. I meet her. She's high energy, young. She's beautiful. You know the guy they made the Marine commercial about? The Few, the Proud, the Marine. That's her husband. Years ago. Good looking Marine. So I go by to meet her, and she's just full of energy. She says, Kevin, I'm going to help you. I said, I'm going to help you. So we mutually agree to help each other. This lady introduced me to a couple that financed the first part of our getting Beyond the Mules made. I called her up, and I think the couple obviously went to visit them, by the way. But I called her up, and I said, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for following through, for being a person of character. You said what you were going to do, and you did it. And let me tell you something. I am a fan. She was beaming. Kevin, really? I go, I'm a fan. See, you did what you said. There are too few of us that do that. Let me tell you something, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You are like her. You follow through. If you say to me, when you say to me, Kevin, I introduce your show to a friend. I know you did it. Kevin, I'm trying to get him backstage pass. Who is it I want to thank here? Linda or Julie? I can't remember her name. But I'll get it right. Because I'm going to thank her. But she told me, Kevin, I can't get in. There's a problem with the login. She did it. Then she says, well, when do we get stuff? I said, we're a little behind, but you're going to get it. I promise you. She says, no worries. Just glad to be helping. I could go on. I have people to join the Flick Fest. Kevin, I don't watch movies, but I support you. I could go on. You people are so important. And that's why the left want to destroy you. They want to demoralize you. They want to make you feel little. Never feel little. You are giants. And I don't care what other people say. You may be one little insignificant person to a Candace Owens or somebody else. And I'm not casting shade on her. I'm just saying, they got millions of followers. I don't, because I got kicked off social media. Every one of you is important to my team. Everyone. You don't believe me? I can tell you what the numbers are from day to day, week to week on our radio show, everything that we do. When you buy our merch, we are beaming here. We don't sell a lot of it. We should. I tell my team all the time. They say, Kevin, our messaging's too tough. You know, people feel fearful to wear it. I go, then don't buy it. Because that's our message. Our message is no fear. You want to go get our stuff? You're proud to wear it. I don't care. Then frame it. Then tell me, Kevin, please sign it and put it up in your den. It's going to be worth something someday when somebody circles back and listens to all this stuff that we've done. Anyway, let me get back to these Democrats. The Democrats are afraid. The pending midterm. That's why they don't like to get up in the morning, because they know in order for them to win the midterms, they got to cheat. Democrats don't like to wake up in the morning for the biggest reason of all. They are living a lie. They are nothing but liars. Here's Peter Ducey asking Jean-Pierre about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings?
Well, first I'll say that what the president said stands. So if that's what the president said, that is what stands. And secondly,
a New York Times article concerning business dealings, and he says, I think you're clear. How is that not him talking to his son about his overseas business dealings?
We're not, from this podium, I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop.
So
I will.
I'm not. Voice on the voicemail.
I'm not going to talk about alleged materials on the laptop.
Are you
not
conceding then that it is not?
Peter, I refer you to his son's representative.
That's what Biden said. That's what stands. Okay, we know what he is, a pathological liar. So if he said it, it stands, which is Democrats speak for. If he said it, it's a lie. We got to cover it up. So let's move on. Is this what the Democrats want? Hey, so when we come back, let me ask you this question. Do you think Jill Biden's going to save him? Because Jill Biden went into the news cycle just the other day. The story's not going to go away with Hunter, and Jill is not going to help him. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border in May hit a new record high. The Republican minority on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is delivering a new report on the Biden administration's policies regarding illegal immigration. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he believes the current messaging is that people shouldn't come, but if they do, they can stay.
By the way, there's no compassion involved in this. There's nothing compassionate about luring people into a trip where rapists and murderers and the worst human beings on the planet get their clutches into them and abuse on them, on their children, on women traveling alone. It's a horrifying experience.
The heat is on for more than 55 million Americans. Daytime highs will be well above 100 degrees from California all the way to Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News. New inflation numbers out are a cause of concern for many Americans.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Wednesday Americans paid dearly for essential goods in June as inflation kept its hold on a slowing U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of everyday goods and services related to the cost of living, soared to 9.1% from a year ago. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House Oversight Committee holds a hearing on abortion rights and access across the nation and the impact of the Supreme Court decision to return abortion regulation back to the states. Kentucky Republican Congressman and ranking member James Comer says Democrats are misdirecting from other policy issues.
The Dobbs decision did not outlaw abortion. Instead, it returned the issue to the states for the people to decide.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If I hadn't heard it myself, I wouldn't have believed it. I wouldn't have believed that Donald Trump would have called out Elon Musk. And it wasn't just a call out. He called Musk a fraud. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This is a horrible move for Donald Trump. And I will tell you, if Donald Trump continues to do things like this, like, for example, in Arizona endorsing Blake Masters over Jim Lehman, endorsing youngsters over proven conservatives with records of protecting the border and other kinds of things, that in my state, he's picking the wrong people. And it's not just in Arizona. It's in other places. Look, I have a lot of respect for the guy. But his ability to pick people, I don't respect it. I'll be honest with you. Dr. Oz is suspect. And there are many others. Again, I'm glad you guys are here. Why would Trump do this? Pick a fight with the richest man in the world, who, by the way, Donald, is on your side. And even if he's not completely on your side, he's a free thinker who's doing, quite frankly, they're two peas to a pod. Donald Trump wants a social media site. Elon Musk was going to buy one. These guys could have sat down together. I just want to give you a scenario. Can you imagine if Elon Musk and Trump said, you know what, I'm building Trump Social. Elon, you want a part? Yes. Let's come together. Let's build the guy who created a revolution in the car industry. You remember Tucker, the car Tucker? Of course, most people know, because Tucker got edged out by GM and Ford and Chrysler and all these others. They wouldn't let Tucker get into the game. Remember DeLorean? He's gone. Tesla is the leader. Tesla said, I tell you what, y'all keep playing around with those internal combustion engines. I'm going to see the way the wind's blowing with this green energy stuff, and I'm going to design a car that's like none you've ever seen. I watched it. I looked at it in Popular Mechanics and said, wow. I remember looking at it when it was on the drawing board, and I thought, I don't know how this guy's going to do it. But I marveled at him putting an engine in each of the wheels. Direct drive to the wheels. I thought, well, how innovative is that? There's no loss. directly to the wheel. It was revolutionary. I remember looking at it going, what a great, and keep in mind, I know it was subsidized and I got after Musk for a while, but it is what it is. That's the way the game gets played. But he revolutionized it. The auto industry. Everybody's now following. And he's so far ahead because you know what he's far ahead in? The battery tech. Let me tell you about solar energy and Jim Lehman. Jim Lehman, who ran coal, who was a coal guy, he built big energy plants. He switched over to solar. And he builds these industrial size, solar plants that power cities. And he said to me, he goes, Kevin, do you realize that the battery power is to the point now where we can save 30% of the energy now in a battery? Overnight, you could run your home or business with the right sets of batteries. So one of my friends told me she's putting in her Tesla battery thing for a fast charge for her car. She can charge her car within hours, a couple of hours or something fast. Maybe it's an hour. So she says she's putting that in her house. Jim says this technology will store. It'll be quick. Remember when it took a whole day to charge your cell phone? Now you can plug it in for 15 minutes and you've got almost full charge. That's the technology that Tesla and others are developing. And Donald Trump picks a fight with a guy. This is insane. Why would you do this? Tesla did the right thing in backing out of that deal. I'm going to get to that here in a bit. And he fired back at Trump. He says, look, I don't think Trump should run. He says Trump would be 82 years old when he's done. I don't believe anybody should be doing anything in their 80s. He's saying CEO or whatever. See, it was 65 was a mandatory retirement age. Maybe it still should be. I don't know. There are guys that certainly think as you get approach that age, you feel like you got your wits about you. I think they could easily raise that to 70. But let me ask you this, folks listening to the show. Do you really want to be working at 70? I'm talking about in a corporation, leading a corporation. Because I wouldn't. The only corporation I would want to lead would be my own. And even Elon Musk says, at 82 years old, you should be done. I don't disagree. Even though I have a good friend, Steve, who's in his 80s, and he is so passionate about his company, he wants me to be on the board. He's passionate about that company. I can't imagine replacing him. But I do understand what Elon Musk is saying. Too many people lose their faculties. You lose your edge. You've lost all the testosterone out of your body. That's what makes you innovate. That's what makes you want to go. Elon Musk is 51. Still got a lot of energy left. So, but I don't know if he would have said that or not. Now, here's what he also said. He says, look, I don't know if I would support. I would probably would, but I don't know if I would. But he's vying for DeSantis. And here's what Trump's doing. If he forces the hand of Elon Musk, Musk could easily put DeSantis in the mix, start a huge super PAC, fund it, and Trump will be an afterthought. And Trump doesn't deserve that. Trump deserves another chance. Now, if Trump continues being a cantankerous old fart and saying stupid stuff like Elon Musk is a fraud, because he's not. He did us a favor when he backed out of this Tesla deal. But if Trump continues saying stuff like that, I won't back him. You don't have my undying love and support. I don't think Trump's the only guy who can run this country. And I will tell you this. If there is a strong number two, it is Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis would win. If Trump is not involved or if he keeps shooting himself in the foot, Ron DeSantis will run away with the Republican nomination. Now, here's what I think it works best. I've said it before. I think if Trump runs, picks DeSantis as his running mate, those two are unstoppable. That serves everybody's purpose because Trump gets his next, he gets to get even. And he knows the ropes. DeSantis has to learn the ropes. Guys, I don't know if you watched Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland. Presidents don't know jack. You get in there, somebody's got to give you the ropes, and they're not always giving you the right information. There are a lot of bad people that are against you. Trump found it out, as smart as he is. You know what he found out? They don't want results. Results are the last thing D.C. wants to see. They want you to go along to get along, and they will put you in the old boys club. And we were lucky to get a billionaire that says, look, there's nothing you're going to do that impresses me. Hey, come ride around in a private jet. I own a plane. Hey, you could have a mansion. I have a mansion. You could get yourself a trophy wife. I got a trophy wife. You get what I'm saying? Trump had nothing to lose, to gain, and everything to lose. And so they couldn't entice him. Let me tell you, people get to D.C. and they get bought. They get bought. You know what they find out? They find out, even though they make $175,000 as a congressperson, it's not enough. There's a big world out there. You can't hobnob. You can't be a player unless you're able to say, I was hanging out with so-and-so. I was doing this. I was on this guy's yacht. I was doing that. And I go back to what I said about Kurt Warner. When he finally figured out it wasn't about the sport and getting the accolades and picking, you know, getting the chicks and all the accoutrements you get from being a successful athlete, it was about what's important. His family, finding a family, people to love, people to care about. And Trump has been there, done that. Now, DeSantis, blue-collar guy. I don't think he's going to get perverted by any means. That's why I like him. But I'm just telling you, folks, you get to D.C., it's an elixir, going to the parties, all the things that are just laid out for you. Now, it's the devil laying it out. Don't think it doesn't come at a price. Everybody's got a black book on everybody else. They know the dirt. They know how to negotiate. They know when you're in trouble with your district. In some cases, they plan it. They will start the chaos for you to see how you respond. It is Machiavellian to a point that is disgusting. And Trump knows it now. And I'd love him to get his second shot. But he's going to have to behave differently. And I don't care if he tweets bad. I don't care if he spins the Democrats up with the things that he says. But he can't go saying this kind of stuff with Elon Musk. That he's a fraud? Frauds don't do what Elon Musk has accomplished. Guys that get up in the morning with a purpose. That's who do those things. Maybe it's just jealousy on Trump's part. We'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Elon Musk said Trump's too old and he creates too much drama. I don't believe that. I don't believe either one of those, even though, you know, things change quickly when you start approaching 80 years old. Let's face it. Physically, I can tell you, you get in your 40s, things change. You get in your 50s, things change. My brother told me, he says, Kev, in your 60s, woo! He says, but we're all a family that's in good shape. Track athletes, other kind of athletes. Boy, things do change. I don't think Trump creates too much drama. I think that the leftist media creates drama out of nothing. Think about the lack of drama in the Biden House, the White House. Joe Biden took showers with his daughter, for goodness sakes. Media doesn't report on it. Joe Biden is in a recording saying, you know, we'll get through this, talking to his son about something he claims he doesn't know anything about. No drama. No drama in finding out who the big guy is. No drama as more things drop about Hunter Biden, and then now they've hacked his phone, and they're putting stuff out about that, and we're learning more about, what did he say about his mother-in-law? I mean, his stepmom. He used language on her that generally leftists only use for conservative women. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to, or who you're listening to. I'm the one doing the talking. I predicted that Elon Musk would back out of the Twitter deal, and he proved me right. And I knew he would. And I said it. You guys heard me talk about it very often. I said Elon Musk shouldn't buy Twitter. It was an easy outcome, in my opinion, as far as predictions go, particularly given my background as a management consultant to the largest companies in the world. I know how to look at a balance sheet and an income statement, look at 10-Ks and 10-Qs, do an evaluation of a company and say, this is not worth the paper it's printed on. I'm a thought leader in this business because I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in the business of politics. Many of you who listen to this program and who go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and look at the things that we do, you read my post, you watch my interviews. If you're hopefully you're a member of Backstage Club, or you're going to get to see some really cool things where we formulate strategies and stuff, you know I'm a thought leader. A thought leader is somebody who makes you go, whoa, I didn't think of it that way. That is a great idea. You never blah, blah, blah. That's what a thought leader is. That person inspires you to think. I call it derivative thought. But it could be tangential. It doesn't have to be derivative. It could be a thought, something that drives another thought that is completely tangential but just as relevant. So as I was looking at this stuff on Twitter, I was like, Musk is going to keep, there's no way he goes through with this deal. But look at Twitter as a company. Twitter is discriminatory. Musk went there because Twitter violates the very tenets of what they claim they want to protect. Business can't run long term when you have conflicting ideologies. And in short, Twitter was in conflict with itself. I talked about this a bit the other day. Second, Twitter conflicts with common sense. Despite wokeism that permeates society due to the insane ideology of leftists, wokeism goes against common sense. Give me your woke idea. I will blow it up in your face. And like a rebellious teen, eventually people grow up. Admittedly, growing up takes longer with leftists, but eventually they do mature. Sometimes far too late, and we're sitting there scratching our heads going, why do you have to be 60 before you finally get it? If you're paying attention, folks, you will see that common sense has given wokeism a butt-kicking butt good. And you've witnessed this because Elon Musk was relatively quiet about Twitter for a long time. Then he got in the game, but then he got joined, folks. He got joined by Jeff Bezos, fellow mega billionaire, who is now waking up to woke. Jeff Bezos employees unionized in pockets. Certain locations went, we're going to go union, man. And in short order, I'm going to tell you this. Amazon will be embroiled in business-killing union conflicts. They already have a major problem on their hand because they're going to lose that deal with the post office. They're asking Congress for help. And this is why I think Bezos actually defied Biden. He criticized the Biden administration for the comments they made asking oil and gas retailers to reduce the pricing to make Biden look good. Jeff Bezos is like, that's not the American way. That's not the capitalist way. That's not the supply and demand way. You can't do that. You created the problem. You fix it. Don't put it on somebody else. That's essentially what Bezos was saying. Here's my bigger point, folks. People are pushing back. Oil company execs pushed back. You're going to watch other corporations begin pushing back on wokeism. I'm predicting it now. Anyway, back to Musk. I tweeted multiple times to Elon Musk that Twitter is not worth more than $5 billion. And that was the original amount that Musk put into Twitter in order to get a shot over the bow, and he became the largest single stockholder in Twitter. Now, $5 billion. Are they worth $5 billion? Yeah. I mean, technically they're not worth the paper that they're printed on, but they've made $2 billion in 10 years. They do have a product, a service that people use. The right people could monetize that instantaneously. Twitter doesn't know how to do it. But Twitter has some growing up to do. Anyway, here's what Variety said about Twitter. The right-wing Twitter and Elon Musk power user, through a letter Friday from his lawyers to a social network, officially claimed that he was nixing the pact reached in April because Twitter appears to have made false and misleading representations. And this is where I go back to why Trump would say this man is a fraud is beyond me. Trump should understand the long game better than anybody. And by criticizing Musk, he's telling me he doesn't understand the strategy. Musk said, including as part of that misleading representations, dramatically understating the proportion of spam and false accounts. Let me tell you why that's a huge deal. Because there are whole industries, entities that create spam accounts, bot accounts, and the minute that somebody like me makes a comment, they sick those bots on me, and then I get fired for it. I should be suing Twitter over this. What if Elon Musk finds this out? That's what's happening. They have these bot farms. And you guys saw the story. They said Joe Biden had 20 million people in his account. People said Joe Biden doesn't even have 10 million. In fact, I think the actual rate was, they said 95% of Joe Biden's people are bots. 95% of his 20 million. He's lucky if he has 5 million, 2 million. Anyway, they go on. Why the world's wealthiest individual seemingly failed to conduct due diligence on his issue prior to clinching an acquisition agreement is unclear. Wall Street analysts have suggested Musk was in fact seeking a lower price tag given the stock market's sharp year-to-date decline. Twitter says it plans to go to court to force Musk to comply with the original terms to his offer. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Musk is doing his due diligence on Twitter. He said that Twitter has repeatedly lied about these numbers of users, etc. But worse, they have not made a profit for anybody except a few day traders, maybe, and a handful of people who got out like Dorsey. CNN said, Twitter turned its first profit in 2018, but the company has a problem it doesn't want to talk about. Keep in mind, this was a 2019 article. Company said it had 321 monthly active users in the first 3 months of last year, down 5 million from the previous quarter, 9 million from the same period a year ago. That marked the third consecutive quarter of user declines. See, Twitter already knew they were declining users. They couldn't keep reporting that to the market, so they started stuffing the pig. And it's way down now, folks. Said Twitter said it had 126 daily users, up from 124 the prior quarter and 115 million the year before. So it turned a profit in that year, but that's it. They've made $1 billion in 10 years. That's all. Let me tell you. Twitter has no advantage in the marketplace outside of its user base and recognition, and to think they're worth $44 billion is crazy. Musk could make 15 Twitters for $44 billion. 2018-2019, total profit of $1 billion. They use their user base to get advertisers, and they've been lying about it. And Musk is daring them to take him to court so he can play the end game. Touche, Musk.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.